Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 8th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a little cool breeze blowing out of the north. We've got some rain blowing in, and we get rain for our weekend, par for the course. At any rate, we're up, and I assume everybody can hear me today. What happened yesterday, we had three programs fail simultaneously. I've never seen it. All the years we've been doing this, nothing like it. So we thought, you know, we didn't know if it was computers or what. No, it was just three programs. Just, whatever. At any rate, we're going to start out today. We're going to cover what we were going to cover yesterday, because they've been, you know, all you're seeing on the television is, you know, 50,000 arrests. And 50,000, what they're not telling you is that these immigrants, not the immigrants, these goddamn invaders, they're pouring in at a higher rate than they were last year. It's all a smoke screen, and you know, it's the pervert. Like I said yesterday, nobody can hear me. It's like what Dion was talking about the day before. This is pissing in your face and telling you it's raining, pissing right in your face and telling you it's raining. And we're gonna jump into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like we said coming in, you know, this big push is in your face that, you know, they're wanting to give this illusion that they're taking care of the problem. The fact is that what they're working on now is, that Republican ticket that the fools went out there and voted for, you know, the smart people that's looking out for the rest of us, that Republican platform. You got the Republicans coming together, the communists, well, the Republicans, Fabian socialists, you know, they who want the slave labor in here, who want to, I mean, they tried to talk to you about, in the piece we're getting ready to play, the fact that our birth rate is down, and that they need to bring more people in here, because it's such, what is being removed from the equation is 100 million American nationals who were removed from the workforce since 2008. I don't care. I mean, why if this is supposed to be all our country, and they're not just acting for a handful of elitists, the less of us here, the more we got. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? And you, well, you people are sitting there and you've got a whole lot of stuff and you don't got a pot to piss in because a handful have stolen it all away from you. But the theory being that if you bring in a whole bunch more people, then you dilute it. You dilute what everybody has. Everybody has less and less as there's more and more of them. And as it belongs to their people who are the American nationals who are, you know, here that I can, you know, trace their lineage back in this country, who are here lawfully, who own this place by law. Why would you want to give up anything to some third world son of a bitch who's going to come in and just make sure you have less than your children have less and your grandchildren have less? This first piece is Tucker Carlson talking to, I think it's Steve King, Republican, I think he's Ohio, Iowa maybe. But, I mean, this is what they're talking about. They're getting together, and they're going to put together an immigration. Because what the people went out there and voted Trump in was to get immigration reform, get these son of a bitches legalized so they could take everything we have. That's what you voted for, you dumb bastards. And here's the proof for the pudding.
President Trump ran for office promising to restore the country's borders. He won on that. It happened.
He didn't just promise to restore the country's borders. Let me see if this is going to start over.
President Trump ran for
office. Okay, I got to fix this. Give me one second because we don't have it in the right mode here. All righty. Now I'll do this again.
President Trump ran for office promising to restore the country's borders. He won on that.
No, he ran promising to remove every one of them. Remember, people? And DACA, it was gone on day one. And you know, every one of them had to leave. Don't you? I mean, the way they're diluting it here. And I mean, this is supposed to be the opposition to what Trump's doing. This is controlled opposition. This is watering down the situation to make it not seem quite as bad as it is. Like such a big lie that it is.
It happened within recent memory. Most of us remember it. And new polls show why it happened. It turns out that Americans of all backgrounds and all ethnicities are deeply skeptical of immigration.
They're not skeptical of immigration. They know we've been invaded. This is why they got the hordes to come out there and do the stupid thing and vote and give more acquiescence to more years of this bullshit and the more taking until, you know, until we finally end up at the ditch. But I mean, just listen to Carlson. I mean, mealy mouthing son of a bitch, you heard what I heard too.
They want it reduced. Republicans can win elections.
They don't want it reduced. We want it removed. We want everybody who came here removed. I bet if you did a real polling, a true poll, an honest poll of the American nationals country, they would say, we want a moratorium on growth. We don't want anybody in here for the next 50 years minimum.
Elections by listening to them, but they're not. Congressional Republicans are tonight on the brink of giving amnesty to a huge number of illegal aliens just in time for the fall election.
I thought it was the Democrats who wanted him here to vote for him. I guess that it's all of them, isn't it? There isn't a dime's worth of difference in them, is there?
Some of these Republicans are plotting with Democrats to give amnesty to every illegal who originally entered this country as a minor. Potentially, that is millions and millions of people. In return for that, voters would get nothing. No border wall, no reduction in overall immigration.
So you want to get out there and vote, don't you? You want to get out there and give your consent for more and more and more until it's all gone.
Immigration rates, no defunding of sanctuary cities, no abolition of chain migration, which is indefensible. Wages will stay low because it turns out supply and demand is real. If you have an overabundance of something, including labor, its value falls. Politically, more states will go the way of California. So what exactly is the point of this? Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa joins us to explain. Congressman, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Tucker.
I understand that a small number of affluent Republican donors are pushing very hard for this, and at least one has promised to withhold future donations if he doesn't get what he wants. But aside from that, what is the upside to this plan?
Well, I don't see a lot of upside. And I don't see it because in every single plan or plans, and there are essentially four bills, maybe five of them out there now in this Queen of the Hill approach that's there, there's a significant aspect of amnesty in every one of them. And I believe every one of them is even greater than the amnesty that Barack Obama unconstitutionally provided with DACA. That's the downside. The upside is that there is enforcement. The Goodlatte bill is the best of the four. It still has two components of amnesty, not one. But it does get us border security. And we're looking to get funding. They are, by the way, I'm not supporting this bill. They are looking to get $25 billion for a wall. But my argument is, you start this path now and you give amnesty to 2 or 3 million or more, who's going to be the next most sympathetic group of illegal aliens in America that will be deified again and traded for another measure of security? At some point, everybody in America that's here illegally gets amnesty. And what's the border security for in the first place? We need to be willing to send people back or they'll keep coming. That's just a simple equation of history and humanity.
Well, you would think that the Congress of the United States would put the interests of American citizens first, and those, of course, are border security.
They do not represent American citizens. They don't represent the people of the United States. They don't represent the American nationals who own the goddamn country who they're supposed to be working for. They don't represent us. We have no representation. This is a foreign occupation.
Security. And then once we've done that, we can talk about the interests of foreign citizens living within our borders. But that's not...
Once we do that, we can talk about pumping them in. I'm going to tell you guys, let's go on just a bit.
It's not the priority of Paul Ryan, obviously. Why?
Well, I think he believes in this, and well before he became the Speaker of the House, he and I had a good number of debates on immigration, and he long argued that our birth rate is down in America. We need to bring people in to fill...
Why? Why do we need to bring people in? If our people that are living here right now don't have enough, why would you bring more people in? It's like having a household. Let's say there's 4 people in there and the household's bringing in $2,000 a month. That comes down to, $500 per person in the house. So, of course, you want to bring more people into the house so everybody in the house has less. This is the bullshit argument. And it's like the rich man saying, I need these slaves over here. What they're not counting in this workforce, this tightening workforce, is the 100 million they put out of work and they swept under the goddamn carpet that aren't even, they just act like they don't exist. Like we don't exist. People with degrees, people who are the tops in their field, well, yeah, but you won't do it for $5 a day and a bowl of rice and a fish head.
And to fill the gap that's created because the birth rate is down, never mind addressing getting the birth rate back up again.
Why? We have our country. If we can defend our country, the resources all belong to our people. Why would we give up any of it to anybody? Why? Because we want more people here? I think that this we shit has nothing to do with you and me. It has to do with that handful of dirty son of a bitches who stole this country from the rest of us, who do not want to ever see that Bill of Rights become law again, because every one of them is going to hang by their neck until they're dead.
And that anytime we bring in immigrants of any kind, they improve our GDP.
Okay. You're getting more of the resource out. The rich man's making more. The more slaves you have digging out the resource, the more the guy who's getting all the money for the resource minus the slave labor gets. That's what this statement says.
And I would argue, yes, if any one individual, no matter how much a ward of a state they become, if they actually earned $1, they contributed to the GDP. Or if they consume money, they contributed to
right.
the GDP. It doesn't hold up. We need to increase the per capita GDP of our people. We need to restore their respect for the rule of law. And for me, the center of this has always been restore the respect for the rule of law.
There is no rule of law.
Yes, I wish the leadership of your party agreed with that. They clearly don't. Congressman, thank you for your voice in this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tucker.
The true law of this country has been removed. We all know that. They spit and piss on our Bill of Rights every day. It has been removed. Let's jump to the next article here now. Woman gets home detention for pay-to-stay immigration scam. This is from Fox News. A Los Angeles woman has been sentenced to 6 months of home detention for her role in a multi-million-dollar pay-to-stay scheme that helped hundreds of foreign nationals remain in the United States by falsely claiming they were students. Jamie Cho, was sentenced Thursday. She was the last of 3 defendants sentenced to end the scheme, which prosecutors say may have generated $6 million a year from the citizens of South Korea. That's $6 million. We don't even know how many years this is going on. But 6 months home detention for $6 million. I'll take that fucking deal and I'm an American. Go ahead. I hear noise. I don't know.
Henry.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, that's my stupid birds. They're having a fit.
Oh, is that your birds?
I don't know what's wrong with that. She's just an old bird. But anyway, I was going to say, they don't care how you vote. They just want you to register to vote.
Yes. That's it, man. They have, I mean, that's the consent of the governed, supposedly. It doesn't matter that 75% have nothing to do with it. But like I said, in that 75%, there's too many people who have went and got a driver's license, went and did this, and it just automatically registered everybody to vote. Why do you think they did that? Because they are running, I mean, they are desperate. That's why they want to sign up illegals. They want to pass laws, anything, to keep that number up. How would it be if they held a national? I don't give a shit what nobody else says. What if they held a national election and they had to admit that only 6% of the people participated? You can't call that consent for the rest of the people in this country. And when the rest of the people rise up and start shooting them, it'd be pretty goddamn clear why. Because that would be a system of apartheid, wouldn't it? A minority ruling the majority. A minority of communists ruling the majority of the people in the United States in violation of the Bill of Rights. Anyway, here we got this, you know, $6 million generated. See, they didn't say just $6 million because, hell, $6 million, that would be $1 million a month for her home detention she got. This is $6 million a year. You tell me that this isn't being promoted, that this isn't a slap in your goddamn face. $6 million, she got 6 months detention and for $6 million generated per year from citizens from South Korea, China, and other nations. Prosecutors say Cho and others created student transcripts and other bogus records to deceive immigration authorities. Blatant ass fraud. I mean, fraud that affects every person in the United States. These people took from every one of us. This bitch gets, well, I guess it was an inside deal, wasn't it?
Those Jews, they like that $6 million number.
Don't they? Don't they? Next article. We had, this was one we had for yesterday, but we didn't get a talk yesterday, so we're going to talk today. Senator slams DHS Secretary Nielsen for allowing businesses to import more low-skilled foreign workers. This is from Breitbart. A bipartisan group of senators is slamming Department of Home. Remember, at the same time I'm reading you this shit, down there on the stupid box, they're telling you how, man, they're just, they're banned. 50,000 they took into custody. Of course, they don't tell you that they're, even with that 50,000 that they caught, more have gotten in here this month for this year than this month for last year. They're pouring across the border. And they're sitting there, oh, yeah, we're doing something, we're doing. And, I mean, at some point, they outnumber us here, people. I don't know what to tell you. Enough of them come here. They will outnumber us in our own goddamn country. And hey, listen, hey, and you know, if Trumpy could get a bunch of them legalized, man, they'd vote for him, but this thing could just be a roller coaster. And to think that any rich, elite, international son of a bitch wants to get rid of the slave labor is bogus in anybody's mind. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nelson for recently allowing U.S. businesses to import an additional 15,000 low-skilled foreign workers to the country. This is, and remember, they're going to talk about how just, you know, Trump and everybody's upset. This is his nominee. See, what they're doing is they're sitting there right in your face with a smile. I mean, sitting there looking at you with a smile on their face, and the sun's beaming down, the sweat's dripping off your face, and they're saying, it's dark, it's cool outside. It's just dark and it's cool. Everybody keeps saying it. It's just like what they said back when Obama was doing the same goddamn thing. If you believe it, it's real. In a letter to Nelson on Wednesday, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican Arizona, Dick Durbin, Democrat Illinois, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat Connecticut, and Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, blasted her latest move that allows businesses to import thousands of low-skilled foreign workers to the United States to take blue-collar American jobs through the H-2B visa. Remember the H-1B visa program? Hey, man, hey, Trump's in there. You guys voted it in. You took care of this problem. Now you got an H-2B visa program, as Breitbart News reported. The group of senators wrote on their concerns that Nelson approved the additional H-2B foreign workers without improving. I mean, this is their argument against it. This ass backwards of what they sold you, that what they told you they were going to do, voter. But without improving protections for American workers and visa holders, which is all bullshit. I've talked about, you know, when they were doing this, the stimulus out here where I live. Okay, they were supposed to make work jobs, you know, thinning the force is what it come down to. So one of these protections was they had to advertise it in newspapers. So they advertised it in newspapers down in California and Nevada. I mean, far away from here as they get. And then they brought goddamn Mexican work crews up here and they got every goddamn dollar of that stimulus money. And they worked it for nothing, and the Mexican contractors or whoever was contracting who had the Mexican work crews, they got all the goddamn money. This is a scam. It's always been a scam, and it's going to be a scam until we shut it down. And visa holders and increasing enforcement of wage and workplace safety laws. Bullshit. God almighty, man. I mean, this just gets so aggravating day after day. I mean, just like Dion was saying, sitting there pissing right in your face. No, it's raining. hosing your ass down. And then that 25 or that 12% of the goddamn idiots out there, them voters looking up at them. Okay. I'm trying not to get it in my mouth. Disgusting. The senators tell Nelson in the letter that research on the H-2B visa program, as Breitbart News has extensively reported, finds that Americans have had their wages depleted in blue-collar industries. This is what I'm talking about. It's like Paul Ryan. And now these son of a bitches, they've already 100 million of these pricks pumped in here already. We all know that. But no, if the birth rate's down, you see, and then you know that dirty little corporate lapdog piece of shit, Paul Ryan, I'm telling you, that's one guy I would personally like to pull the handle on. I'd personally like to put the goddamn staples and staple his eyelids to his forehead. That dirty little treasonous, rotten son of a bitch. Cutthroat, lying bastard. Paul Ryan, who in the fuck are you, Paul Ryan, you dirty piece of shit? You see, he don't care because to him, it ain't losing a part of what he has. It's gaining more. If he can have his cheaper slaves to take more of your resources, to take more from you to give to him, it'd be just perfect with him. Go ahead.
He ain't as bad as Trump, but yeah, they on the bottom of the scum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have to look up to see the bottom. Absolutely correct. But I mean, this whole idea, like I said, pump more of them in here. You people that live in the real world out here, you know what, the goddamn wages ain't gone up. All of this shit, they're sitting there telling you happy days are here again. It's all a frickin' lie. Oh, the unemployment rate's down to 38%. That's because that's all the people that's left that could even get unemployment in this country. Everybody else has exhausted it. They're living in the goddamn streets. They're living in tent cities. Oh, we need to bring some more people in. We just don't have the people to take the jobs. Oh, fuck you, Paul Ryan, you dirty little treasonous rat bastard. I would tell you what, man. I could sit there and sip champagne and watch that son of a bitch dangle and shit go down his legs. I'm even going to drop him through the goddamn door. I'm going to set him down slow. I want to watch that fucker choke to death as he's shitting himself. Because that's what he deserves. In one recent study, employers are using H-2B workers. Man, I've got to calm down here. And it just outrages you. How long would that trial take? Read this goddamn article. Or listen to this, or just listen to him speak. They come right out and tell you, oh yeah, you plebes, you peons, you coolies, we ain't got you down to where you're sucking our feet yet. You're not licking my shoes clean yet. That's Paul Ryan. Oh my God. And then the people thinking you're going to vote your way out of this bullshit. I'm going to tell you something about that shit going on over here in Michigan. If there was somebody who was going to do one thing that those bastards didn't want them to do, you really think that if you had everything you wanted, all your dreams come true, that goddamn vote's going to be, that you're going to vote somebody in? I have seen the voter fraud with my own eyes. And I've heard them just talk about, yeah, fuck you, we did it. And what are you going to do about it, plebe? All you're going to do with this shit, and that's all this stuff that we're talking about here. I mean, like, people are going to run out to vote in these goddamn, what the hell, this immigration shit. These people are going to vote for the pro-immigration ones. Anybody who would do anything, anybody who isn't, that they don't have pictures of, fucking a poodle, is not going to be put in that office, okay? Nothing is going to happen except that you're going to have your name added to the consent list. That's all. And the rest of us will live with your stupidity. The senators tell Nelson in the letter that research on the H-2B visa program, as Breitbart News has extensively reported, finds that Americans have had their wages depleted in blue-collar industries where H-2B foreign workers are imported. Well, yeah, duh. Duh. I mean, they're trying to act like, no, you bring a whole bunch of people in for the same job, and they all want to do the same work. The wages go up because, well, you know, because they just do, because you got more people, and that's the thing you got to do because your birth rate's down. Don't you understand? It's good for you. It's a very good deal for you. The senators wrote in the letter to Nelson, in short, a large body of evidence suggests that increasing reliance on the H-2B program as currently structured reduces wages, pushes U.S. workers out of jobs, and may, in some cases, discourage them from ever applying again. Yeah, because you take over an industry, you run the goddamn standard wage. And I mean, people, you think about it back before everything, just the last time, before 2008. A carpenter was making goddamn good money. You were making $30, $40 an hour. I mean, that was standard wage. Now you go see that Mexicans working your goddamn job for $15 an hour. That's the going rate. Oh, you lazy son of a bitch. Why won't you go work that job for $15 an hour? Because we brought in this foreign labor and drove the price of your fucking labor down to nothing. I'll tell you why, you son of a bitch. I'll tell you why, Paul Ryan, I won't work that job for $15 an hour. Because the fucking lumber came from my trees. The fucking nails came from my goddamn, metal in the ground. Every fucking thing you're doing here came from my resource, you son of a bitch. And that's what people don't get. We own the resource. You know what? These fuckers don't want to do business here. Kick them out. You want them? Beg. Beg. This is how they got in your country. Oh, if you'll just let us come in and tap those resources and tap that goddamn, those rich people who own America, tap that, that consumer base. Man, I'll tell you, we'll stand on we'll do flips. Oh God, all we care about is the working guy. God, can we give you insurance? Can we give you a retirement? We'll give them everything if you'll just let us in there. And now that they're here, we don't need you. We'll take your fucking business and take a hike. You see, nobody's going to say that to them because they ain't got no intention of going nowhere. They got their hand in the cookie jar. They're not letting loose. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then they'll refuse it or few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Scribbled on your sign, headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution. Back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time. And that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution, and this just got me so wound up. I thought of some little punk like Paul Ryan. The arrogance of these bastards operating on an authority they don't have. In fact, they're committing treason. In fact, you know, they're these son of a bitches. You could convict them of treason in 5 minutes, 5 minutes flat, by their own words. And this little punk sitting there, oh, I'll decide what's best for you and yours, you insignificant people. His significant neck needs to be in a fucking noose. That's the bottom line. Cotton and other senators are requesting that Nelson provide a detailed written report to the Senate Judiciary Committee describing how and why she increased the number of low-skilled foreign workers allowed to be imported by businesses this year. Well, she did it because that's what the people voted them in for. You voted for that Republican ticket. That's what the Republican ticket's always done, isn't it? Big business, you know, Paul Ryan, he's a corporate lapdog. They're all corporate lapdogs. The corporations they buy the offices in the corporate structure that's posing as your government. And then of course this is what they're going to do. Because the idea is to take everything from you for them to have. Because they're them and you're you. They're significant, you're insignificant. I mean, it reminds me of there was one old Star Trek where somebody, you know, one people had like their, one side of their face was black, the other was white, and the other side of their face was black and it was white, and the ones were, you know, they were elite. I see how that works. I understand it now. Sources close to Breitbart News said Nelson, who has been allegedly blamed by Trump, blamed by Trump, oh, I love that. I just love that. Who appointed that bitch? Who was that guy that selected her out for her specific skills at fucking the American people? Oh, that's right. That was Donald J. Trump and his loyalist for continuing surges of illegal immigration at the southern border. He is unaware that there is plenty of opposition to increasing the number of foreign workers allowed in the U.S. Like I said, if you did a straight out, I mean, if it was possible, which it ain't at this point in the ballgame, but if it was possible, and you could really put a real ballot out there, and you asked that question of the American people, and you had to go by what the majority said, you know what I know, what they know. Every fucking one of them would be out of here, and go clear back to Reagan, even the ones that son of a bitch led into, gave a portion of our country to with zero authority to do so, would be gone. You people know it. They know it. That's why, like I said, it's during the Obama, you know, reign of terror, it was every time you came up on the election, jobs, 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 jobs. And then as soon as the election was over, you didn't hear nothing. And everything was all goddamn, you know, stimulus money to the goddamn, to go to China, to build things in China, stimulus money for Mexicans to come to Oregon to cut down trees. I mean, it was just business as usual coming up on election, jobs, jobs, jobs. And the same thing here, immigration now, goddamn, you know, they keep changing the narrative. They start out with this great big old promise, man. Every one of them's going to go. Day one, DAC is gone. Remember it? Remember it? And now we've watered that down. And you know, Tucker, he was doing some watering in that little piece he did now, wasn't he? Because we hired him to straighten out immigration. That's what we hired him for, people. I didn't have nothing to do with that scam. I didn't participate in any way. I gave no consent for any of this shit. But you did. You gave consent for what you're looking at right now. And now we want them goddamn illegals made legal. That's what the problem is in this country. It ain't that they're taking our jobs, our homes. We're having to raise children of the third goddamn world all over the fucking place. That ain't the problem. Problem is that we haven't legalized them so that they're going to have to pay taxes. They don't pay taxes. They're subsidized labor. We've went over this. I mean, this idea that, oh, there's a big bunch of tax money going to come. Well, I'll tell you what, there is one angle of it that they're looking at, because they're going to have all those birth certificates of all those new Americans. And then they can leverage that as real wealth on the national, international markets. And they can make this son of a bitch and thing even bigger. They can get rid of this country even quicker. Not to mention they'll have an army in this country inside our borders that have no problem pulling the trigger on us. And this is what them dirty traders are doing, and you people know it. I mean, I'm preaching a lot to the choir, but, man, sometimes there's new people listening. And if you can't figure this shit out, man, there is no curve. You're a retard. That's all there is to it. She should know the negative wage impact of H-2B. No, it ain't going to have a negative impact on the wage. If you're an American working a job in this country and they can bring in a goddamn somebody from another country, a foreigner into your country and to work your job for $5-$10 less an hour. No, there's no incentive. There's nothing wrong with that. It ain't going to cause no problems. Of course not. Because you see the big guy, you can look back and you look at the stock market and all this shit and you know why they're telling you. Or they're telling you, man, you son of a bitch, you goddamn people we've driven down into the dirt. Man, you look at, hey, you know what? They might be smoking marijuana, and that's an abuse of your tax dollars. And they'll tell you that. We need to, my cousin Izzy, he owns a piss testing facility. We need to have Izzy piss test them off for millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars, it ain't going to go for food. It'll go to Izzy, because Izzy needs a big pile of gold too, you see. And see, we need to piss test those people because it ain't right for one goddamn dollar of a hardworking taxpayer's money to go buying goddamn marijuana. As the stimulus money, the big, huge money, goes to the pricks on Wall Street sitting there sucking down caviar and snorting cocaine up their nose as they're having orgies with goddamn whores. By the hundreds every day and everybody fucking knows it. But hey, that's them. They're significant. They can do that shit. You just got to respect the fact that they're above you. They're a ruling class. You're a plebe. You're a peon. You're a coolie. You're nothing. You're beneath their feet. There's only one fucking problem. This slave population that you're calling a slave population, we got a Bill of Rights and we got guns. And it's about time to end this shit, people. It's past time. Time was yesterday. The source explained that Nelson allegedly met with about 30 senators about the H-2B visa program on Wednesday evening. Another source confirmed that a meeting on Capitol Hill between Nelson and lawmakers did take place. The decision to bring more low-skilled foreign workers to the United States, as I mean, our people are living in shit. And then, oh, they just come out, well, the wages are trickling up. No, they're not. And 2 days later, they'll show you the hard facts. No, they're not. They're going down. They can't go up. When you're pumping foreign slave labor in, the wages aren't going to go up. But I guess if the carnival barker tells you that and flips his hair a little bit, I guess, well, that makes it. I believe Trump. Got to give him a chance. We've given him a chance. Look what he's done. Skilled undermines President Trump's body. I mean, fuck, here it is. I mean, God damn it. Who put these people in place? Who put this bitch in her job? And then they talk, and boy, Trump's real pissed about it. It's like Sessions. You know, he goes in and he's strengthened the asset forfeiture, the blatant violation of the Bill of Rights due process. Just removal thereof. Oh, darn him. Boy, I'm really mad at him. Yeah, right. Hire American executive order. This is how the second consecutive year that... This is now the second consecutive year that DHS has caved to the big business lobby. Oh, they had to cave. They were afraid that those big businessmen were going to come with their guns and were going to take this country back for them and shoot them. No. They were afraid that them businessmen were going to... See, they don't let them get up into these... But they don't put them into these offices. They don't buy a senatorial seat or a congressional seat for a scumbag. Unless they have the pictures of them doing it with the poodle, you see. That's what they're afraid of. They get down and go, well, man, we can't put into these goddamn... They're out there. They got pitchforks. They got hemp rope. They got guns. They're coming at us. Yeah, but we got this picture. You'd screw in a poodle. How would you like that on Fox News tomorrow night? Okay. Well, you help us lie about it. Oh, we got the lying machine going full blast and it's taking over the internet. You ain't going to hear nothing but one side of this shit from now on. Get ready for it. Though the business community, community with the help of the establishment media has recently, I guess it's though, has recently warned of so-called labor shortages, wage data, I gotta do this right. Because this is where this is where they're telling you. And I don't know where this curve comes from. For example, data has shown that wages, though the business community, with the help of the established media, has recently warned of so-called labor shortages, in quotation marks, wage data analyzed by the Bureau of Labor Statistics Center for Immigration Studies and the Economic Policy Institute crushes these claims. The way you're getting poorer, they're taking more. We know this, how we're living it. But the way they just like to come out, this is what I'm talking about. You got this elitist, well, this ruling class. They've done declared themselves your rulers, the ruling class. Come on, nope. You guys are fine down there. You're getting more than you ever got. But I'm hungry. Yesterday I had 2 eggs. Today I only have 1 egg. But no, 1 egg. That's what you've always. That's a lot to you. Okay, that's all you. And hey, don't forget the $50 because Trump gave you $50. But my gas cost me $200 more this month. You should be quiet. You need to go vote. That's what you need. If you have a problem with all this, what you need to do is vote. That's how you correct things in this country, by voting. Don't you know? For example, data has shown that wages for Americans have actually declined in the majority of H-2B visa occupations. Well, it has to be. They put this stuff down like they're informing you. I mean, that's like, of course it does. That's why they do it. They tell you that's why they do it. Got it. Researchers say that H-2B visa program allows businesses to keep a steady stream of cheap foreign workers in order to avoid raising U.S. wages and recruiting Americans for blue-collar jobs that fucking belong in the goddamn country belongs to you. The resources, this is why they're here. That was the deal back in the day when they were giving this country away to a handful of son of a bitches, don't you know? That was the general welfare clause they were working on that time, people. Yeah, for your welfare, we're going to give all the oil to these 5 guys. We're going to give all the land to these 10 guys, and you get to work for them, and that's a real good deal for you. They get mountains of gold. You get to struggle through your life, and maybe you'll die. Maybe you'll have a place to be buried when you die. That's your end of it. Good deal for you. U.S. asylum seekers wait their turn on Mexico border. And here we are, man, people. This is from mail.com, sent in by Sunfire. And, you know, the caravan that came up here, I mean, they're standing, they're weeks deep. They're coming right on in, people. And they're not being stopped. No more than they were stopped under Obama. And then when you talk about, well, we got the bad dudes out. And then this is what it's boiling down to. They're going to say, well, we just don't want the bad people coming here. Everybody else just come on in and take the jobs. Okay, because you're not bad people taking the goddamn Americans, everything they have. The people we represent, by the way.
You ever notice they pushing everybody to be cremated now? They ain't got no room to even bury you.
It's not that they ain't got no goddamn room. It's just it's cheaper. It's just goddamn cheaper, and they're rid of your ass. I mean, it's like, to them, it's like...
the king. They don't want you on the king clan.
Oh, uh-uh. No. The sooner they're rid of your ass, the better. And yeah, exactly correct, dude. Asylum seekers wait at Mexico. This is from mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Trump administration's tough talk on immigration did not deter Thelma Ramirez from making the trip from El Salvador to seek asylum in the United States. She arrived at the border in Tijuana with her 5-year-old son and 1-year-old daughter, only to find a crush of other immigrants, asylum seekers, already in line ahead of them. There's a big old line out there coming to take your shit. And you know what? They're not stopping them, but they're making them get in line, you see, so that it's all documented, so that they'll know to which job to send them. If it's my job or Charlie's job, we're going to send you to take it from the American. The 27-year-old mother had been checking in at the Mexican entrance to the border. So she's over there in Mexico, right? This is what I've been saying all along. They're over there in Mexico. They're not in danger there, are they? And why, what the fuck here, you know? It's not that they want to get away from any violence. They want to appear to go to the free Walmart, people. Plain and simple. When they get here, they're going to get, one of them, the man, let's take a man and his wife and their 10 children, because that's how they're coming in here. And the man, he gets a minimum wage job, less than minimum wage, because, he's a migrant. So they pay, because he's not, because he's under refugee status, he's not paying into your income tax. He's not paying into workman's comp. None of this shit. The employer's getting him a slave. And how's that slave going to exist with no money? Because he's not really making enough to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw. That's all right. That's all right, because me and Charlie, we're going to give the guy a house. Hey, no problem, man. We're going to set him up in a house, him and his 10 children and his old lady. We're going to feed him. And this is when, but meantime, the guy's over there, he's getting this goddamn labor for $10 an hour. and he's making big piles. Why? Where's that money really coming from? It's coming from the goddamn people in this country that's paying his subsidized labor, because that's what you're doing. You pay for their goddamn schooling. You pay for their housing, their food, their medical, and higher education all their lives. And then at the end of the year, whatever this guy made, okay, at the end of the year, he gets to claim 10 children on his goddamn income taxes. He gets a big old $20,000 check, and he goes out and buys him a brand new goddamn sport vehicle, and then and new gold teeth, and he rides around smiling at your dumbasses that just let it go. Because this is what's going on in this country. She arrived at the border in Tijuana with her 5-year-old son and 1-year-old daughter, only to find, but the rest are back in El Salvador. They'll be up here next week as soon as they get this bitch based here so she can have a house for him to walk into. 1-year-old daughter, only to find a crush of other immigrant asylum seekers already ahead of her in line. The 27-year-old mother had been checking in at the Mexican entrance to the border crossing to see if civilian volunteers were close to calling her their name, numbers. Civilian volunteers. Oh, that's the churches down there aiding this invasion into our country. You know, the dirty churches. We're close to calling their numbers, reminiscent of a host station at a crowded restaurant. Finally, on the 20th day, Ramirez made it to the front of the line to come across the border. Boy, that stopped him. Stopped him dead in their truck. Way to go, Trump. Boy, you're doing exactly what you said you'd do. Boy, you're not a liar. Lines at the border crossing in California, Texas, and Arizona are so busy with asylum seekers that some have to wait days. And what they're going to say, they're not going to tell you that they're swarming your goddamn border to the point that it's backed up for days. They're going to, oh, they're having to, can we just let them just flow over? I mean, this thing here, they're having to wait out in the sun. And they're from, you know, they're from El Salvador, and this sun, they're just not used to it. You know, it's a polar climate down there in El Salvador. The sun's really hurting them. We got to get them in here. This is cruel. Get him up there into Charlie's and Henry's houses right now with some air conditioning that Henry and Charlie can't afford.
I can tell you that it's not as difficult as it sounds. It's like a one-day bus ride to Mexico City and then one day from Mexico City to the border, and it's an air-conditioned bus.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes. But, I mean, the way that when they bring this up, instead of that being an outrage that there are lines of people coming in here to take what we got, no, the outrage is that they're having to wait in the sun. They have to wait days, even weeks, to present themselves to U.S. border inspectors at the Texas border crossing. Parents and children sleep on cardboard. Oh, they're sleeping on shit. Fuck this shit. We can't have this. They're sleeping on cardboard, waiting to come into our country to go to the free Walmart and take everything we got. We can't have this. On a bridge separating the two countries, waiting for U.S. authorities to signal their time has come, according to volunteers bringing them food and water. I mean, they're sitting there, but they're having food delivered. Oh, man. God, is there some way I can help these people? Some wait several days in sweltering heat to get across the border and straight to the goddamn free Walmart and then kick an American out of their house, out of their job, and take the fucking place over. Damn, we got to do something for these people. Lawyers say asylum seekers at the Nogales, Arizona crossing are camping out for 5 days to make a claim. Damn, we can't have this. Just let them in, okay? Don't torture them people no more. Get them to the free Walmart. Across from San Diego, more than 100 asylum seekers gathered Monday in a large plaza at the Tijuana side of the nation's busiest border crossing alongside taxis dropping off kids who crossed the border for school and vendors selling oatmeal. Okay. Tamales, burritos, and smoothies from carts. Families whose numbers aren't called return to Tijuana migrant shelters to idly pass the time with their children. Volunteer Carlos, say hello, you know, that's an old Irish name, tells them the wait is about 3 weeks. You have to come here every day. Ramirez, oh, Jesus, this burden we're putting on them. This has to stop. Where's the outrage? If not, you lose your place in line. Saleo consults his tattered notebook of people who left their names with him, calling them out with their turn when their turn comes. When U.S. authorities said 50 would be allowed to claim asylum that day, Saleo encourage people to get to go back to their shelters. Everyone, I mean, 50 people. I mean, that goddamn Walmart must be loving this, because that's straight where they go. Everyone knows that when your number is close, you better be here. He tells them, I mean, the burden we're putting on. God damn, how can people? This is like a Holocaust happening right before our eyes, and we're allowing it, people. He tells the crowd, many of them women with young children, the exact reasons for the border crossing bottleneck are unclear. It comes amid the Trump administration's new, see, they keep throwing us in here like they're really doing something. This is the bullshit. This is the piss in your face. This is the piss in your face while you're looking at, this is the rain. This is when they're telling you the rain. When you're looking at the piss hitting you in the face. Zero tolerance. Policy to prosecute every immigrant arrested for illegal entry, setting off an uproar amongst critics because it is causing migrant parents to be separated from their children. Man, they come in here. I mean, you refuse to give your children their poisonous shots. They'll come take your goddamn kids from you, throw you in a gulag, and you'll, I mean, 10 years later, you might see your kids or what's left of them after the pedophiles get done with them. Immigrant parents to be separated from their children. Asylum seekers who turn themselves into border inspectors do not face such a fate, with rare exceptions. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that any waits in Mexico are expected to be temporary. Like I said, they're in Mexico. They are not in danger. See, this is what this whole fucking sham. Mexico helps bring them right up to your border because they're not looking to get out of a goddamn bad situation. They're looking to get into a good one. They're looking for the free Walmart. Mexico doesn't have free Walmart. That's why they want to pass right on through Mexico and get up here to where the free Walmart is, where everything is handed to them. And then, like I said, one of them works, and you got a family of 12 people. One of them works, and we pay for the rest of that subsidized labor, plus a $20,000 a year bonus so they can go out and get them gold teeth and a new car. I love it. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that any waits in Mexico are expected to be temporary. The number of people the agency can take depends on detention space, complexity of cases, translation requirement, medical need. I mean, you're providing for the son of a bitches before they even get across the damn line. You're going to take care of their medical because you owe this. I mean, you look out there, you get you a goddamn, you know, go look at some videos. The other part, then look at all them people you owe that ain't here yet. Because this was all theirs. They're the ones that made something out of a wilderness here. They created the baddest country on planet Earth. It belongs to them. God, we were just sitting here holding it for them. That's what happened. And God, I mean, I feel so guilty for being born here and, you know, actually being an American national of this soil. Because this really belongs to them. And I've been here in their, you know, on their property all this time. I feel bad. Is there some way I can make it up to them? We're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I don't know what to tell you. Free Walmart. Free Walmart. That'll be The Word from the Trenches.